Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. Now, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us Jerry Guidetti, and we haven't talked to Jerry other than off the air for several years. But she has taught at the university level. She's a biological scientist. She taught at, in Colorado. She taught up in Portland. But more recently, of course, she's gone into the effort to produce seeds, because she is very, very concerned about the fact that there is an agenda. There is an agenda to genetically modify seeds so that you will not be able to actually germinate them on your own. You won't be able to save seeds, or well, the farmers won't be able to save seeds. Everything will be controlled by the corporations, which work hand in glove with government, and they're altering the very genetic makeup of our food. And people say, well, if that was bad, the government wouldn't let them do it. And I would like to suggest to you, if it was bad, the government would let them do it. I fought the battle against the AIDS epidemic for a decade with an organized medicine, and the doctors knew what needed to be done, and we were blocked at every turn, and over 500,000 Americans have died unnecessarily, and another million, or close to a million, are now infected, and many of them don't even know they're infected, and we're not doing anything logical. Then 20 million people have died throughout the world, and another 40 million people are infected throughout the world, all unnecessarily, because there is another agenda. And as difficult as it may seem, there really is evil in the world. Jerry, thank you so very much for being with us.
It is my pleasure, Dr. Stan, and you could not have done a better job of summarizing what's going on.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just how you got involved in this? Of course, you were a biological scientist. Were you always working on seeds? Or?
As a matter of fact, I am two things. I have a master's degree in microbiology. And my doctoral work is done in molecular biology, and I was, for those who don't know what molecular biology is, it's essentially genetic engineering. And I was doing genetic engineering in plant cells, in soybean cell cultures, looking into some of the biological signals that are involved when plants are inhabited by nitrogenous bacteria. So at any rate, I come directly from this field. I've been in research and teaching at the university level for some 21 years, and then began in 1996 the ARC Institute, because I became exceedingly concerned about the potential for using this technology to alter our food supply and to make it impossible for people to feed themselves. I saw the writing on the wall, began to preserve our seeds, the seeds that we were intended to be able to grow from year to year to feed ourselves, the population of the earth. And in fact, all of these things, unfortunately, have come true. In 1998, you may or may not be aware that a patent was approved in the United States. The work was conducted by yours and my tax dollars, by the USDA, Department of Agriculture, along with a private concern, Delta and Pine Land Company, a cotton seed producer, and that patent was called Control of Plant Gene Expression. I discovered that in patent work, research I was doing at the time, and could not believe my eyes.
Because what they were really saying was that you would never be able then, of course, to get plant any cotton at all or any of these products. Again, you would have to buy them. You wouldn't be able to get the seeds as people.
Absolutely. That's
all
what
that thought right there.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest this afternoon is Jerry Guidetti, and she is, has her master's in molecular biology, and she has a doctorate, and she's been into really into genetic engineering and taught at the university level for many years and was doing research until she suddenly began understanding that the genetic engineers are really experimenting with the very essence of life, and they're doing this with plants, of course, as you know, they even want to do this in animals and in human beings, but if you can control the plants, and of course you can prevent people from being able to use seeds to grow more products, we become totally dependent upon the corporations that have patented Terminator seeds. And why don't you sort of pick the story up, Jerry, because right now, of course, we have a new audience that don't know who you are, but pick up the story, and then the rest of our audience will return just in a couple of minutes.
Alrighty. Terminator gene, it was dubbed the Terminator by a group called RAFI, an organization that looks out for the benefit of people who support themselves by growing their own food, self-reliant folks. It's called the Terminator, and very logically so, because the technology is designed to change the genetics of a plant so that when it yields seed, the seed in their final stages of development commits suicide or are killed by toxins that are triggered. Now, that's why they're called suicide seeds. I prefer to think of it as kind of a chemical abortion of the embryo of the seed. For example, take an ear of corn. It may have, say, 180 to 220 seeds on one ear of corn. Each one of those is effectively a seed to plant next year's corn with. This is how life is intended to be on the planet, so we are assured of food forthcoming. The Terminator technology developed by the United States government and this Delta Pineland company was a generic, can be used across all kinds of plants, seed-bearing plant species. Generic technology to kill the seed in its final stages so that you would eat that corn, think it's the same corn, but basically a toxin has been triggered to kill the embryo, so if you were to try to feed your family next year, you would find that that sad seed would sit in the ground forever. The embryo is dead despite the fact that it tastes like normal corn. Well, turns out the world went crazy. I wrote the first article on it that went around the world as soon as I discovered what it was indeed that did, and you'll find that article on the Ark Institute's website.
Now, why don't you go ahead and give that a
try? Yeah, okay. It's www.arkinstitute.com. All is one word, arkinstitute.com. And look up Terminator Seed Technology.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Jerry Guidetti, and we're talking about the Terminator seeds. And she was saying that she wrote one of the first articles ever trying to warn the people of America, the people of the world, what these wicked people were up to. Now, this was all financed with grants from America, although it was done through a private corporation, but it was financed by our people in our government. And you have to understand, there really is an agenda. There really are people in the government who hate other people and who really believe that there are too many people in the world and would be far better off with half the population, a quarter of the population. And there's some people, of course, that like to get the population down to about 100 million. And you may find that's absurd. Why? Who would feel like that? Well, you need to go back to, of course, to Elberton, Georgia, to see the Georgia Guidestones, or read the writings of that great humanitarian, Jacques Cousteau, and anybody who doubts what I'm saying. In the November 1991 edition of UNESCO, Jacques Cousteau was interviewed, and he said, and we have it, and we'll be glad to send you copies of the pages. He said, you know, we're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. It's awful to say it, but we've got to get the earth back into balance. We're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. And if you go back to the Elberton, Georgia, and look at the Georgia Guidestones, they talk about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And that doesn't sound too bad unless you realize they're going to have to eliminate over 90% of the world's population. And here is what a wonderful way to do it, just as it's described in Revelation 6:8, where they talk about we'll have this massive plague. That's just the first stage, where a quarter of the world's population will be eliminated, and one of those means is by famine. So tell us about these Terminator genes, and of course, what's their justification? Don't they sort of justify it saying, well, we've got to be able to make money on these seeds because we're doing such a good job and making the food so much better?
Right. If you take a look at that initial article, you'll find that the spokesperson at the time in 1998 was a Mr. Phelps from the USDA, and he said it was designed to protect U.S. Corporate interests. And USDA was entitled to get royalties on this technology, and they were trying to introduce the patent into 178 countries, trying to get it approved into 178 countries. When knowledge of this hit the UN and all of the countries there that depend upon planting their own seeds to grow their own food, and they recognized this for what it was. And by the way, that article, which you'll read on our website under the food supply updates, that article in 1998 was translated into 7 different languages, went around the world, and it hit the UN, it hit the major presses around the world to the point where the folks, there was a public outcry to the degree that they finally got at a UN level a moratorium, an agreement, a gentleman's agreement, if you will, that there'd be a moratorium on the Terminator until they could determine whether or not it would have any impact and so on. Well, turns out that Monsanto bought the company, Delta and Pine Land Company, and then Monsanto owned the Terminator. And this corporate roulette went on and on and on. Now I have to tell you, Dr. Stan, that there are approximately 38 varieties of Terminator technology patents around the world, and it was very quiet until just this month. On February 7th, there was a UN meeting in Bangkok, and at that meeting, the farmers, organizations, government delegations, and civil societies worldwide were stunned to find that the Canadians had a secret agenda, which was to call for an all-out push for field testing and commercialization of the Terminator, effective immediately, and that would end the de facto moratorium on Terminator that was adopted by governments in 1998. In addition, on 7th and 8th, the Canadian delegation was instructed by their government to block any consensus by governments attending the meeting if it was not approved. Well, they were swamped as soon as word got out by emails and letters, and the Canadian government publicly at the meeting, again, this meeting was this month, 7th through 11th, they softened their public posture, but then behind the scenes, they worked to get the document that they needed to push for Terminator field trials. By Thursday of that week, they had the text all designed, and the draft was awful. Well, as it turned out, there were people, they weren't alone, you know, they were crawling with Monsanto, Delta Pine Land Company, Crop Science, Life International, and pharmaceutical manufacturers. Everybody was there. The U.S. government was not party to this biodiversity convention, so they were not active. They were standing on the sidelines, representatives observing everything. As it turned out, Norway, Sweden, Austria, the whole European community, Cuba, Peru, and Liberia, on behalf of the African nations, squashed it by changing the most offensive wording, and basically, they kind of put it in a stalled state where it's not the same moratorium, but at least we have bought yet some more time to keep this at bay. Now, Delta and Pine Land Company has said that they wanted this commercialized in 2003. We have been very effective at battling this, keeping it down until this month. And now what we have this month is the means with the new wording because of these other countries getting involved to at least keep it at bay for a while. Yet Canada is going to be introducing in July more push toward molecular control of food and so on with their nanotechnology initiative, yet another technology that is untested. At any rate, this is where it is right now, and folks need to be aware that the Terminator technologies, and there are many of them now, are designed to make it impossible for people to save seed, to the point that the United States government has written 100 proposed orders to be included in the new Iraqi constitution. You can go on Google, you can type in Order 81, Iraqi Constitution, and you will bring up Order 81, which says that it shall be illegal for the Iraqi people to plant their own saved seeds. That, by the way, they have had for eons.
And, of course, you know, for those of you who doubt that that there are people who really feel this way, we have something called the Sustainable Development Syllabus. In that is an analysis of the report that came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992 called the Global Biodiversity Assessment. They talk about food and food production and how most people think that food abundance is good.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, really, that food shortages is far better. And you wonder, how could anybody say that shortages of food would be better than food abundance? But you have to understand there really are people who look at the world differently. Now, Jerry, are they doing this with corn? Are they doing this with wheat? Are they what specific crops are they doing this with?
This is again, a generic technology that can be applied to all seed-bearing plants. And that is the most frightening thing because, as you know, you quoted the Bible before, as you know, God intended for us to go from seed to plant to seed to plant to seed to plant. This is the way he provided for the earth's abundance. The reality is, if man steps in and halts the cycle because of his arrogance and his greed, decides that he is going to control which seeds actually get to grow plants so that he can control whole populations, whole economies, because they are forced to buy seeds from this controlling entity or entities, then they have control over life itself. And what's worse, they are too darn stupid to realize that the pollen that is blowing in the wind out of these plants, containing one half of the genetics of each one of these species, is blowing out and it's mating with or pollinizing related species so that they too will begin to lose their ability to produce viable seed. And what we are looking at here, Dr. Stan, is a Pandora's box, an ugly Pandora's box. Once let out of the box, this stuff is not controllable. You will end up with fewer and fewer seed-bearing plants. I would predict that it will affect the entire ecological balance of the earth. We cannot survive without plants. You can say you don't like broccoli. Well, fine. But the reality is the entire earth, every bit of oxygen you breathe, is the product of photosynthesis and plants. And without the seed-bearing plants to continue their God-given right to reproduce, we are in grave trouble. You want to talk about a way to reduce global population? Oh, this would be it. And they do it through their own ignorance
and
arrogance.
And if you read these things like the National Security Study Memorandum 200 that came out in 1974 of the name of Henry Kissinger, he talks about how we're going to have to reduce the population of everybody else in the world, but every other country, or at least many of the other developing countries, we've got to get them down, because after all, if they had a larger population, it isn't because we're worried about the women or the children, but they would become competitive with us. But you see, there are people who have a different worldview, who have no value of human life. They, of course, believe that they can be as gods, and we are beginning to experiment with what God has created. And really, I rather tremble for my country when I reflect that I don't think God's very happy with what we're doing.
I don't think so either. As a matter of fact, we here at the Ark Institute consider it a duty to get this message out. This is a very, very dangerous technology.
All right.
And most of the world has condemned it.
And, of course, we carry several books, and I'm sure Jerry has some. We'll tell you a little bit later about the Seeds of Deception or GMO, a food where the coming apocalypse. We have a wonderful four-tape set on this. And when we get back, we're going to tell you how to get in touch with the Ark Institute. What Jerry does, of course, she actually gets these seeds. They're not Terminator seeds. These are the seeds that will grow the things as God made them, intended them to be. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. It's a miracle.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Jerry Guidetti. She has a PhD in molecular biology. And she was into, of course, genetic engineering until she realized that suddenly what they were doing and the implications as they began to really change the very nature of life. So now, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and the ARC Institute and what you actually offer to people?
Sure. Our website is www.arkinstitute.com. That's ARK with a K, ARKinstitute.com. Or for those who aren't on the computer, 1-800-255-1912, 1-800-255-1912. We are a botanical Noah's Ark. We preserve seeds, the original non-hybrid seeds, the old-fashioned heirlooms that you can grow from year to year to feed your family forever. We do not expose them to genetically altered pollen. We have them out here in an area that is not commercial agriculture, and we keep them as clean as we can. These seeds, you can save yourself and never buy another seed again, and we basically offer our collection to anyone who wants to. We have small collection of 20 packs and larger collections of 40 packs, and we offer all kinds of publications on how you can grow and save your own seeds. So you can either call or go to the website. And best thing we offer is absolutely free, and that's the food supply updates. Hit that button on our website, and you could read the horrors of what's going on with the alteration and control efforts of all of the food in the world via seed control, genetic control of our food supply.
And that's arkinstitute.com, is it?
Yes, correct. Ark, A-R-K, institute.com.
All right, fine. And, of course, it's sort of like Noah's Ark. Now, certainly they're trying to manufacture, is it wheat in the same manner so that, you'll have Terminator genes in that?
Yes, well, what they're doing with these technologies is they're looking for a way to make it impossible for you to grow it from year to year.
Now, this would be wheat
and everything.
Everything.
Every single, it's a generic technology, can go across all seeds. The other thing they're doing, which is scarier still, is they are programming these seeds so that they are resistant to their own brands of herbicides, so that then you can spray their herbicides on your fields over and over and over again all during the year. It'll kill the weeds around it, but these seeds will come up. Now, that sounds great, except those genes also are carried on the wind, and they go out into the wilder relatives of those plants that are growing in your field. They go out into the wild relatives. That same genetic resistance to those herbicides is carried out into the weeds of the field, as well as Terminator genes. You've not heard of traitor genes, perhaps. Traitor, T-R-A-I-T-O-R, genes are those that are implanted in plants and seeds that program a seed to do certain things. For example, there's one form of traitor technology that was developed, already patented, which will immobilize or break down the God-given normal defense a plant has against diseases. The only way you could get back what God gave you is by spraying their chemicals on that will loosen up or trigger that gene to become inactive, that implanted artificial gene. It's a traitor. There are other patents already done by these so-called biological companies, these friendly pharmaceutical and biological companies, that will cause a plant to be dependent on their chemicals in order to make it through a season. They will implant 3 or 4 different genes in a seed that will allow a plant only to grow successfully for the first 3 weeks. Then you spray on chemical A. Then it gets to grow for another 3 or 4 weeks. Then you spray on chemical B, and then on and on and on, or 3 or 4 sprayings of the same chemical, just to get back what God and nature gave you, which is a plant that has the ability to grow on its own.
Well, of course, yeah. Jerry, what I want to know is, what do these genes, these Roundup Ready genes that you put in there, what do these genes do to the human beings over a long period of time? Do we have any long-term studies?
We do not. They are considered by the U.S. government to be essentially, this is a quote, essentially identical to the original plant.
But are they?
I know they're not.
And I do know that there have been some studies, for instance, where they did this to potatoes and fed it to rats, and all the rats died.
That's right. That's right. As a matter of fact, the rat fat gene is used as one of the toxins in one of the Terminator technologies. It's a rat gene implanted in the seed that then is multiplied over and over again in every cell of the seed, and it is triggered to be released, kill the seed embryo, and then you get to eat the unicorn of the beans.
Hold that thought right
there. Sure. Uh-huh.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just comment that if you are listening to this program and you'd like to know more about this very dangerous technology, why you really need to get our 4-tape set on the genetically engineered food. You need to get the book, The Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith. Very, very well done, very well documented. All the information is there. Now, we used to carry a wonderful book by a woman from England, but that book has suddenly gone out of print. So much of this information is not available, which is why you want to go to Jerry Guidetti's website. And, of course, another book that we offer is entitled Beware Genetically Engineered Food, Beware the Coming Food Apocalypse. A tremendous amount of information in these various things. You need to understand what's going on. Are there really people out there that, of course, would want massive numbers of people killed? Why do you think we didn't intervene in Rwanda? We knew exactly what was going on. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we were asking the question, are there really wicked and evil people out there who want people killed? Well, let me tell you what's going on in Darfur over there in the western part of the Sudan today. And of course, we're asking, of course, that we can actually do something about that. But the other countries of the world want, of course, to send in troops and send them in right away. And the American government is coming up with all sorts of excuses why we shouldn't intervene while literally thousands of people are being killed every week. Now, why would you do that when all the rest of the world has pretty well decided how this thing should be handled and that people should be arrested in charge and sent off to be tried by the International Criminal Court? And we're doing everything we can to block it. Just as when they had the massive genocide going in Rwanda, where they slaughtered 800,000 Christians, And, of course, we have the articles out of the New York Times at that time where Bill Clinton was saying, don't anybody in the cabinet use the word genocide. Shucks, if you did that, why, we'd have to intervene. And then talk about hypocrisy afterwards. He comes up and says, oh, I just feel so terrible. If we'd only known what was going on, why, we want to apologize to you. Well, this is the ultimate in hypocrisy. But you have to understand, really, ladies and gentlemen, there really is evil in the world. Until you face that, you can't understand what we're talking about, because there really are people who are interfering with the very genetic structure of life. And I believe that we are in real trouble. And so Jerry's out on the front lines of this as somebody who really understands what's going on and is trying to warn people about throughout the world that there is an intense drive, and they're going to get away with it. Sooner or later, they're going to keep coming back again and again and again until they can get the genetically, you know, the Terminator seeds in. But they already have things in a lot of our seeds now, don't they? And the soybeans and the corn.
Sure.
and some of the other crops that we eat, where they put in these genetically altered things, and they have no idea, they have no proof they're really safe, do they, over a long period of time?
No, they do not. We are the test tube. We are the rats in a cage, and they'll keep testing and testing. You see, the difficult part about this, Stan, is that it's very difficult to find the cause and effect. We eat how many different kinds of food a day? A child puts how many different kinds of food in their mouths every single day. If that child were to come down with some kind of allergic reaction, asthma, whatever, it would be very difficult to go back and figure out exactly what it is that triggered it, unless there's already an allergy history there. We are introducing to our food supply, without any experimentation, any documentation, we're introducing novel proteins on a daily basis. We are introducing nanoparticles, which are very, very small, man-made molecules built from the atomic level that can actually reproduce themselves in some cases. We are introducing these to the food supply. We are introducing all of these constructs, these artificial constructs of genes and their products once they get interpreted by the body and by plants. And we're introducing them and saying, okay, go ahead, essentially a tomato is a tomato. Essentially, and this is the word the federal government uses, essentially, corn is corn, etc. But they don't deal with what that foreign protein is. Well, we all know that you can drink water out of a river and you can run into some foreign compound or foreign microbe, a protozoan, for example, and the body will respond by getting deathly ill and maybe even dying. Is there a test for every single novel protein? Of course not. But you know why they continue? It's because they can get away with it without the testing, because we are the lab rats. As long as you don't have a massive number of people showing common symptoms after eating a certain thing, you can get away with it and say, okay, no smoking gun here, no cause and effect, and science is based on cause and effect. Prove that this particular entity produced that particular effect, and if you don't have that, you don't have good science. And so here we go, willy-nilly, introducing all of this novel stuff. And unless you're growing, I mean, I hate to say that, but unless you're growing it yourself, unless you know somebody who's growing it for you, you don't know what you're getting. You might argue that it's impractical, impossible to feed ourselves anymore. Well, then, you'd better get very active, and you'd better start paying attention to what's happening. We have that trend with that technology, and we have another equally threatening trend of patenting whole life forms, whole species, under the control of one or two or three major global multinational corporations. Case in point, in January 10th, it was disclosed that the big global gene giant, number one in agrochemicals and number three in the world in seeds, Syngenta, has a patent pending in 115 countries that, if it was approved, would give it a monopoly over 40 plant species. Not even just 40 plants, 40 plant species.
Well, now, how can you, actually, unless it's a different plant, they can't stop you from growing something that, if you have the seeds for it yourself, or can they?
Well, they're going to do it to the Iraqi people if they get their way, aren't they? That's, you know, U.S. government, Order 81. Read it yourself. And, I mean, that they will try. Now, I'm not saying that this is what Syngenta's agenda is. Syngenta has submitted a 323-page application for 115 countries' patents. I'll quickly read off the numbers. So folks can check this themselves. If you doubt me, please check it out. W-O-03-000-904-A2/3. That's it. That's the application. Okay, they claimed monopoly control of the DNA that regulates all flowering development, flower formation, the architecture of a plant, and flower timing in rice. Okay, the basic food stuff for how many countries? And then, because it claimed all of these sequences are also in other food crops, it will own the sequences in 23 major food crops, okay, if this patent was approved. Well, needless to say, the folks in the know at yet another UN conference, the same one, February 7th through 11, they realized what was going on. These people, Syngenta, was slammed with email, interviews, telephone, letters, you name it. And by February 11th, I believe it was, they rescinded and said they will let them lapse. They will let those patent applications lapse. Now, this bears watching, big time watching, because don't think that this is dead.
No, they'll be back. They'll be back again and again and again. And of course, once people's guard is down, when nobody's watching, they'll get these things through. Because think of the power that they will have, being able to control foodstuff.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think it was so very well put by someone from this organization, Rafi organization, once said that the control of 90% of the global food supply, the people who control it, could be assembled on the backyard patio for a barbecue. And that succinctly puts this situation. This is concentration of the control of the very survival of the globe's people has now been concentrated in a handful of people, maybe 5 or 6 top CEOs of these corporations.
And really, that's a rather scary thought. And people say, well, but the government wouldn't allow that to happen. And I would suggest, let me just digress for just a minute, but if you've been watching television, you've been listening to the news, been reading Time magazine, reading a newspaper, tremendous emphasis on autism, the explosion of autism. We went from 1 in 10,000 out of 160, one out of every 160 children. And, of course, probably about 1 in every 6 children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. But there's a great drive to convince us that there's just nothing to worry about for mercury in the vaccines. Even all the scientific studies show that's where it came from. And, of course, if they would allow that to happen and they would conceal it from the American people, what else would they conceal from the American people? And this is really what's so frightening about the food aspects and why, of course, we're so happy to have Jerry on. There really are evil and wicked people out there. And if you understand that, then a lot of these things begin to make sense. Otherwise, it's so hard to understand the wars and revolutions and violence and genocide that's taken place. None of it makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless you understand there is a master agenda. So that's, of course, what specific things would people get if they were to get your, say, your 20 seed packets?
Yeah.
I'm just curious for myself.
Sure, sure. What we do is we put together collections that people can take, and they can choose to grow some of them this year, some of them next year, grow just tomatoes this year if you only have pots of soil in the back patio, if you don't have any soil to grow it in. Or get yourself a little community garden plot that you could rent for $10 a year at most in most communities.
You hang on there. We've got Leif calling from Norway. Ordinarily, sure. I wouldn't take him, but calling all the way from Norway.
I've
got to get him on. Hi, Leif. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fine. Thank you. I turned on the internet radio just after having heard her mention Norway.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask, what role have Norway in this, and does the universities in Norway have a role in this?
Norway was one of the heroes in that they objected to the Terminator technology being pushed by Canada at the recent UN meeting in Bangkok, February 7 through 11. And Norway contingent was one of the objectors to that agenda and helped to change the wording of the document that was put together, hoping to get field studies done this year on the Terminator technologies, getting this out into the environment. And Norway objected, and Sweden and European countries and so on objected, and it was greatly diluted, greatly weakened, and so effectively there is still a de facto moratorium on the introduction of Terminator technology to the world. However, it's not dead, and I do hope that you'll become active in Norway and you will continue to fight so that the Terminator is not made public.
Okay, does that answer your question, Leif? In other words, Norway, at least your delegation to this international conference in Bangkok was on the right side.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Okay, anything else, Leif?
No.
All right.
No.
Thanks. Good to hear from you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. And Leif is a regular listener over there.
Uh-huh.
So tell us now. You're saying that, of course, we can grow tomatoes.
Yes, you can.
And of course, but is it too late now to get them in the ground? Or is it?
Oh no. This is just starting. No, in most places in the country, March is the time that you would put your tomato seeds into little flats in your house and begin to raise them
so that they're ready
to go out after frost.
In other words, you would keep them and you would actually grow them in the house someplace?
You start your seeds in the house, and then you go ahead, or in a greenhouse, a sunny place. They need anywhere from 75 to 80 degrees to germinate. Peppers take about 85 degrees. So you want to put them in a warm place. And you'd begin them indoors in a protected place or under plastic outside in a cold frame or something. And we do have books for all the basic gardening things. If you're new to all of this, in the seed sowing and saving book, you get all of these basics, for example. And you go ahead and raise these seeds and then plant them outside and grow them all summer. You know, from one tomato plant, you can get up to 150 pounds of tomatoes in some of these heirlooms if you take good care of your plant. And you can grow a whole lot of food in a small amount of space. If you're new to gardening, start out with one or two types. Start out with green beans, for example, and tomatoes. You'll have a tremendous amount of good eating just from that. And then save some of the seed from your plants and dry them out and plant them again next year, because our seed you can do that with. And here you've got tomatoes with thousands and thousands of seeds in them, started from one tiny seed. And we say at the Ark Institute, don't come back to us for seed and buy seed ever again. Take your seeds, harvest them yourself, and give them away. We try to spread the wealth across the entire country, ask people to give their seeds away as we used to do years ago as wedding gifts and birthday gifts and so on. So you are giving seeds of life, gifts of life, and good health, excellent good health, to all the people you love and to your neighbor too.
Well, I think, you know, it's to the average individual, we believe, well, you know, food comes from the grocery store and water comes out of the faucet. And,
sure.
But unfortunately, we live in a world that is not quite as we would like it to be.
Right.
And there really are people out there who do have another agenda. And go back and read Revelation 6:8 and find out that there is a master plan. And then, of course, if you have never read the works of Barbara Marks Hubbard, a member of the World Futurist Society, right along with Marie Strong and Robert Strange McNamara, and, of course, they're emblem of the World Future Society until recently was a circle made up of three sixes, but she actually has written a book called The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. It was actually a demonic spirit, channeled a message to her, and she has rewritten the Revelation, and she talks about the necessity, as it does in Revelation 6:8, of killing a quarter of the world's population. But instead of that being the rider on the white horse, she says, you know, that is not your job to eliminate these people. That is our job, my dear, for we are the riders Riders of the Pale Horse. If you'd like to see the pages from her original manuscript, we have them. There really are people out there who believe in mass genocide. If you'd like to get that, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for the pages from Barbara Marx Hubbard's information. So, and then, of course, we had even sent the page out of the World Futures Society magazine, or better still, to get Kathy Byrne's wonderful book, Masonic and Occult Symbols. And you'll see the picture, the emblem of the World Futures Society, with all these very prominent wealthy people there, of course, in positions of authority in this organization. What's their goal? Well, I think you can probably guess. We've only got about a minute and a half. Jerry, it's been great having you here. Why don't you go ahead and just wrap up the program for us?
Sure. It's really important that folks not take for granted the fact that they have food every day. We would like to see people become more self-reliant and depend on themselves more to grow healthy food. And if we can help you, we do have collections for you to get started. 1-800-255-1912. Stay active. Watch what's going on. And begin to get involved, because this is not going away.
And ladies and gentlemen, when you understand there really is evil in the world, and you say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you certainly ignore Jerry's warning at your own peril. She's certainly is a genetic engineer. She's done this. She understands what it's about. She's given up her teaching position to try to warn the people. So God bless you, Jerry. Thanks so much
for
being with us.
Bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty. But understand what this is about, and then, of course, help us get the truth out while we can.
That will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going to the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Of course, I think it's so vitally important that you understand that there is a population control agenda. You can go up on my website at www.radioliberty.com, and of course you can pull down our population control agenda monograph, or you can order that directly from us, but you can pull it down for nothing off the internet. You need to get our 4-tape set on population control. You need to get our 4-tape set on genocide. You need to get our video on population control. You need to get our 4-tape set on why do we still have cancer. You need to get our 4-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, which is, of course, interviews with Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan, who was a pediatrician practicing up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for 30 years or so. And of course, he tells about attending a meeting back in 1969 where the head, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, spoke. And Planned Parenthood has always been part of the population agenda. And, of course, that's why they're not interested in helping women. They're interested in getting as many of them, especially the blacks, of course, to abort their children, which is why they always put their abortion clinics in the black neighborhood if they possibly can. Because, of course, Margaret Sanger wanted genetic engineering of human beings. She wanted, of course, to raise a super race. That's why she worked so closely with the Nazis. And, of course, many of the philosophies that the Nazis picked up, they actually picked up from her. She was deeply involved in eugenics, and that's what the Nazis were doing, simply purifying the gene pool. Now, of course, they don't call it eugenics anymore. It's got a bad name. And now they call it population control, but it's really all basically the same thing. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to understand that there is an agenda, and we'll give you the places you can document this for yourself. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and for our listeners, I want you to know we have actually had to change our shortwave frequency. So if you're out there right now, of course, if you are listening to shortwave, you'd be listening at 7.520, and we'll be at 7.520 for our evening program. It will be at 7.580. Of course, if you're listening at 5.835, that's 5.835, you can still get us there, but the other frequency is 7.580, and unfortunately the FCC called today and said your frequencies are changing, and they called me and they said your frequencies are changing. So we wanted to tell others who listen to our program regularly on shortwave what's happened so that they can continue listening and getting the information they're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh or from Sean Hannity or from Bill O'Reilly or from Dan Rather. So we hope that you'll help us to reach others and you'll encourage them to listen to our programs on the radio, on the internet, at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or the shortwave, we can be heard 4 hours every day. Now, as I was just saying to our listeners, locally, you need to get our 4-tape set on population control. You need to get my video on population control. You need to get my agenda, population control agenda monograph. It is available on the internet, or you can order it from us. I think it's $1.50. But it will give you an overview of so much of what we've talked about today and why they did away with DDT. By doing away with DDT, it's cost over 100 million lives. You see, that's what it was all about. It wasn't because DDT was so harmful, although they're still trying to convince you of that. Well, it was because it was saving so many lives, and that's what it's all about. We're dealing with organized evil. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting a case of my books. We're well over halfway now to our target. We're going to do a major printing, and this is why we can make an offer to you, that you can actually get 62 copies of my book. Ordinarily, they market at $12.95 each. You can get 62 copies for $124. You can sell them. You can give them away. We hope that you'll lend them, actually, so that you can get people to read them and then get them back again and lend them to somebody else. But the whole purpose of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is to explain to people the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. It's been around for a long time. There are people in satanic organizations. They're very real. You can go over to San Jose if you're in the Monterey Bay area, over to the Rosicrucian Temple over in San Jose and understand what this is all about. This is one of the branches of this Rosicrucian movement that's been around since the 1400s and part of the ancient mystery religions. And you can even join the Rosicrucians, but it'll take you a long time before you learn. This is a Luciferian organization. In my opinion, the foundations of the Rosicrucians come from the ancient mystery religions of antiquity. So if you'd like to get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, again, the number 1-800-544-8927, and tell others. Once we of course, go into printing, the offer will be over for many, many years, I suspect. And then let me mention, we do carry the book, Seeds of Deception, on genetic engineering. Genetically, or GMO foods, beware the coming food apocalypse. We've got a great 4-tape set with a number of experts in this field. And then, of course, all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. So we hope, of course, to have Jerry Guidetti on as a regular guest. I should mention that she is going to be supporting Radio Liberty, and this is what, when we have her on, I want you to know she is supporting Radio Liberty, but also I think her information is very valid, and this is I'm just so pleased that she's going to be part of the Radio Liberty family. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. Tell other people about the program. Get the information. Go to Jerry's website, arcinstitute.com. arcinstitute.com. And if you're going to get the seeds, this is a good time to do it. You can get them in here the next month. And, well, you better learn what to do, because we're in real trouble. Until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.